Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Friday, December 28th, 2018, and we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page XXII, the foreword to the third edition. We will read the entire page. Today's readers are Mark H. on the 12 Steps, Athena B. on the 12 Traditions, and reading the text are Stephanie L., Jordan L., and Julie E. B. The share ID for yesterday, Thursday, December 27th at 10 a.m. was 12,351, 12351. And for this morning's 7 a.m. meeting, the share ID is 12,353, 12353. And our newcomer greeter today is Melanie C. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mark H. to read the 12 steps. And press star 1 to unmute, Mark. Mark, can you press star 1? Mark? Okay, Mark seems to be having difficulty unmuting. So I'm going to ask Julie E.B. to read the 12 steps.
This is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of characters. 7, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks, I pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. And Athena B., would you please read the 12 traditions?
Gladly. This is Athena B., recovered compulsive overeater, and these are our traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service. I pass.
Thank you, Athena B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your sharing to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirements for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page XXII, the very first paragraph of the foreword to the third edition. And I will ask Stephanie L. to get us started.
Good morning, everyone. It's Stephanie L., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Forward to the third edition. By March 1976, when this edition went to the printer, the total worldwide membership of Alcoholics Anonymous was conservatively estimated to be more than 1 million, with almost 28,000 groups meeting in over 90 countries. Surveys of groups in the United States and Canada indicate that AA is reaching out not only to more and more people, but to a wider and wider range. Women now make up more than one-fourth of the membership. Among newer members, the proportion is nearly one-third. 7% of the AA surveyed are less than 30 years of age, among them many in their teens. The basic principles of the AA program, it appears, hold good for individuals with many different lifestyles, just as the program has brought recovery to those of many different nationalities. The 12 steps that summarize the program may be called los doce pasos in one country, les due étapes in another, but they trace exactly the same path to recovery that was blazed by the earliest members of Alcoholics Anonymous. In spite of the great increase in the size and the span of this fellowship, at its core, it remains simple and personal. Each day, somewhere in the world, recovery begins when one alcoholic talks with another alcoholic, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And I apologize to anyone who speaks Spanish or French for my really bad pronunciation of enunciation of those words. But wow! So basically, really for me, how I sum this up is, over a 21-year period, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous grew to more than a million people, 28,000 groups, 90 countries. Amazing. Women, there were more women that became sober. And, you know, as it says here, there were people from all different countries and all different nationalities and all different walks of life who were hearing our good word about, you know, this solution for this alcoholic problem and able to take these steps and follow them and experience, you know, the same recovery. And it's just really amazing when you think about it. Today we live in the age of, you know, the internet and, you know, millions of people can read the same thing in matters of seconds. But for this, you know, by March of 1976 to make it around the world is simply amazing and just talks to, you know, I believe that this book was divinely inspired, as is this program. And, you know, I really love the last sentence here where it says, each day somewhere in the world, recovery begins with one alcoholic talks with another alcoholic, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And just like someone reached their hand out to me and shared their experience, strength, and hope, all over the world, people are doing the same thing. I hear it on this line on a daily basis. I see it in my face-to-face OA meetings. I hear it in the people I talk to on the phone. You know, one recovered compulsive overeater talking to another, you know, like the woman who reached her hand out to me, I was hopeless. I thought that I would never stop eating. I thought that this was my lot in life and that I was going to die in this disease. And there was no way out. And then this woman appeared and she told me her story. And she had been like me and even worse than me in some aspects. And she had found recovery by opening this book up with another woman and reading and studying these steps and working these steps. And, you know, not only did her food problem, you know, go away or was her food problem in remission, but her life was changing. She was changing, you know. And that her experience, strength, and hope, you know, gave me that glimpse of hope and that sliver of willingness that it took for me to open this book and work these steps. And, you know, today I am changed. My life is completely different. And it's cool to think that people all over the world are doing the same darn thing and getting the same amazing results. So with that, I'll pass and thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Stephanie L. Okay, who would like to share on this reading?
Jackie H.
Jackie H.
Jenny N.
Jenny
Julie
N.
Julie E.B.
Julie E.B.
Roz
Kathleen
G.
O.
Roz G. Kathleen O. One more? Okay, we'll start with that group. Jackie H., followed by Jenny M., Julie E.B., Roz G., and Kathleen O. Please go ahead, Jackie H.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jackie H., recovered in Colorado. When I was reading this morning, I really got choked up at the end when it says, at its core, it remains simple and personal. This is where I got choked up. Each day, somewhere in the world, recovery begins when one alcoholic talks with another alcoholic, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And I did. I just got choked up because as we're sitting here on this line, we're sharing with each other. Somewhere else in the world, some one little person is sitting down with another person and starting to share their experience, strength, and hope. And I just am so grateful for the pioneers. I am so grateful that this book was pinned and that it fell into my dad's hand, like in 1948, and it fell into my hands. And hopefully it'll be here for my children and my grandchildren, should they need it. But I think, you know, when I came in here, I was in denial about my eating issues. I knew I was an alcoholic. I knew I had that issue. But I tried so many ways. And, it was a very secret, it was a very isolating disease for me because I didn't think anybody else had the same stuff that I did. And when I started listening to you guys on the line talking about how it was for you, I thought, I am not freaking alone here. There are people here, and I found a person with whom the problem had been solved, and I grabbed hold of him, and he shared his experience, strength, and hope. And today, as a recovered woman, I am so grateful, and I am seeing my life change right before me with no effort on my part. And I am just, yes, I'm doing the work, but there is no way that I can change my behavior to match what the real, true, authentic spiritual awakening or a spiritual experience. There's no way I can make my behavior look like that. I've tried that for 100 years. But anyway, so today, even as a recovered woman, I have 10 steps to do. I wake up in the morning and I recover every single day. I get up and I'm alive. But so is my disease. So it's important for me to follow these instructions in this book and share it with another person. The holidays has been really stressful for everybody. I've gotten a lot of calls. It presented itself to me as well. But I have a plan. I had a plan, right? This little blue book. And I was able to go there and to especially know that I'm tethered, oh my goodness, by a loving higher power. And so today I'm recovered and I'm grateful and especially so, so grateful for this program. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Jackie H. Jenny M., please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Jenny N., as in Nancy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. In St. Paul. And I'm not recovered yet, but I'm working the steps, and I decided to start sharing on the line. And I really like these forewords. They have a lot of personal meaning to me, the second and third ones, and even fourth, because they start out kind of talking about the worldwide reach of Alcoholics Anonymous and the big book. And I can really identify with that because I first encountered this book in Sweden where I was living when I walked into my first AA meeting. And I've been in meetings where I don't speak the language and followed along in my English version of the book. And I've been in meetings where I don't speak the language and someone would sort of sit me over at the side and whisper, translate into my ear what was going on. And, you know, even when you don't understand, you know, the language, you still get the feeling and the identification at these meetings. And that's just makes it feel like such a worldwide community. But I can also just really identify with this sense of, you know, somewhere in the world, recovery begins when one alcoholic talks to another, sharing experience, strength, and hope. And I was really lucky to first encounter 12 steps and get a woman who was a big book sponsor immediately. And so the big book has been a part of my life for, you know, more than a decade, 12, 13 years now. And so when I first got to OA and got to this meeting, about 6 weeks ago, I was definitely a warm sell on being a part of a big book community again, and it feels like coming home to be studying this book and to be working closely with a sponsor, you know, just really studying the words and the meanings. And, you know, the idea of not just personal, but simple at its core, it remains simple and personal. And for me, when I am wondering what to share with someone, you know, when I get the opportunity and the honor to be of service by sharing my experience, strength, and hope, to keep it really simple by just sharing my experience, strength, and hope. That keeps it simple for me, because then I don't think, oh, maybe I should talk about something I don't know anything about, or give someone advice or feedback, or, you know, think that I should be their career counselor, or think I should be their marriage counselor or their sex therapist or something. That's not my role. My role is to share my experience, strength, and hope about, you know, the steps and what they've done for me in my life. And I just, I'm a person who thinks of myself as very complex and complicated. And so it's such a relief to come and just have a place to be simple. I really need that, 'cause I can complicate things very easily. So I really appreciate this meeting. I love hearing, I know there's a lot of men on the meeting, but I love hearing all these women's voices. It feels very personal to me, to, you know, encounter all of you this way. And, so I'll pass with that. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jenny. And Julie E.B., please share with us.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gracefully recovered by the grace of my higher power, one day at a time. I'm so touched, so very touched by the many blessings that I have received, one alcoholic working with another. You know, I am a compulsive overeater of the hopeless variety, who is out of the food today. And I'm just so grateful for that. And if you're out there and you're suffering, reach out and call. One with another is so powerful. If all you can do right now is listen, be on the sidelines, do that. But if you want to see a change, just ask, you know, how it was done, how they were, and how it is now. Nobody knows my sponsor's name. She's very humble. But she brought this message alive for me. She had that light in her eyes, and she came into my meeting where I was working with someone who was in the food, and she offered to show me, started me with a basic abstinence, started reading the book, and my higher power helped me be more and more willing to see more and more first foods, food behaviors, food ingredients, as the mental fog continued to list more, and then especially food behaviors as a compulsive over and under eater. And then to get through and face with my higher power's help, to let go of resentments, to let go of fears, to let go of harms, and to be received into the care, the third step says, our will and our lives to the care of our higher power. And care means the provision of everything that's necessary for my health, welfare, and maintenance of my spiritual condition. And I used to seek that care with food, and it never cared about me. And I used to seek it by trying to be perfect or do my life in a certain way and please others, and it was never there for me. Yesterday, I had a very difficult day assisting someone in my job, and afterwards the other person helping this person offered me my favorite binge food, And it was like cardboard for me. I just said, no, I can't do that. And knowing me, she's like, oh, I'm sorry I offer. I'm like, no, it's fine. It doesn't disturb me. But my defects do still disturb me. And thank you, I have 10, 11, and 12, so that God can continue to remove those one day at a time. And I need a lot of grace during this time when I'm around a lot of holidays. I mean, a lot of family. I need to keep reaching out. So yesterday I reached out one alcoholic to another for 10-step, and the person I reached out to was facing something similar, and I wasn't so alone. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. Roz G., please share with us.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Roz G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles County. And what I would like to say is that I thought that I was terminally unique in so many different ways, you know, because, you know, I'm a compulsive exerciser. You know, I didn't hear that a lot in the early days, and I didn't get up to a certain weight, so I thought I wasn't a part of you. And I'm a person of mixed races, so I'm just unique and nobody understands me, and, you know, on and on and on. And, you know, as I've gone in through OA in the years, just like everybody else, I have met so many people from so many different places who have the same disease as me. And as I have been participating in the Vision para ti meetings in Spanish, on Sunday they share their recovery. Everybody shares posts pictures of before and after, different kinds of pictures, and they have beautiful recovery. So this is, you know, and of course I'm not saying anything's unique, but what I mean is that that's been opened up to me. So I get to see how the book works in other languages and in other countries, how the program works, I should say. I'm glad that this is an open door program, that the door is always open. I don't know about OA, but I know that in AA you can call anybody, you can call that number anywhere 24 hours a day, and somebody is there to answer that phone. I believe, you know, it depends on on the individuality and the style of the sponsor. Some people open up their phones to 24, like, you know, if you get, like, I think it's the fifth tradition in some places where they're meeting announcements and they'll have sponsors or people who are willing to pick up their phone 24/7. That's a beautiful thing. So what I'm getting from this page and from, you know, from me, my perspective of this page this morning is that there's an open door policy here, that it's a 24/7 open door policy here, that everyone is welcome, and that the requirement here is, of course, to have the desire to stop compulsively overeating, and the person that's on the other end of that phone has been there and done that and can relate and can identify. And it is a blessing, and I believe a gift from God above, that this program was given to us so that we can move, you know, we could help others. Because, you know, from what I've heard, there was no, you know, there was not a real solid alcohol and drug problem before Alcoholics Anonymous. Yes, there were some. And AA is not the only recovery ever. But, you know, just from what I've been listening to and studying and all the different perspectives and the statistics that have been laid before us by people who have studied them within the past few days shows me that this is a beautiful program, and that it is here for us. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose G. Kathleen O., please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everyone on the line. It's a great meeting, as always. Kathleen O., recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. So there are 28,000 groups in 1976, and they're all carrying this specific message. And that's what these, you know, this forward to the third edition is telling us. We carry this a specific message, and the numbers will grow. If we don't carry that specific message, the numbers decline. And, you know, these people who, you know, in the early parts of AA, I mean, they're bringing recovery, and, you know, there's a goal and objective to being recovered. And this book tells us exactly how to do that. and the sentence, but they trace exactly the same path to recovery that was blazed by the earliest members of AA. So there's an exact path. There's, to me, I see that as there is one exact path. There's no detours. You know, I've been in meetings where there is a big focus on the tools in the meetings and the phone calls, and those are all good and fine, but that's not the path that was blazed. They're very helpful. They're helpful to me. They're helpful to a lot of people. But the exact path that was blazed here is, you know, doing these steps and then living in these steps, living the principles that we've been taught on a daily basis. And I know when I came to my first meeting, there was a man that was qualifying, and I really didn't hear anything he said. I was there because I wanted to lose weight. It's like, just give me the diet. But I heard him say a day at a time, and I thought, you know, I can do this a day at a time. And sometimes that's all we, you know, we get one little tidbit out of what we hear on meetings or when we go to face-to-face meetings, even on these lines, that we can kind of glob onto and really, you know, make it work for us. So, you know, there's a very powerful message in these pages, this message of recovery, and it's a simple message. You know, working these steps and doing what we need to do every day, it's not always easy, but it really is simple. There's specific directions. All we have to do is follow them. And I heard on the meeting this morning, I think it was Katie G from Boston. I'd never heard this acronym before, and she doesn't like acronyms, but I like acronyms, of HOPE, hang on, pain ends. And I love that because these last words, sharing experience, strength, and hope, this really is about us sharing our experience, strength, and hope, not telling people what to do, not like others have said before, you know, that we're talking on this meeting. It's not about being their therapist, not about being their mother or their father or their parent or their counselor. It's just sharing this message. And the message is all in these steps and the principles. And thank you so much, I pass. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Okay, I'll take some more names for sharing. Who would like to share?
Ida A.
Ida A.
Hi, Lauren.
I'm sorry, was that Lauren?
Marin,
okay. And your last initial, Marin?
K.
Okay, thank you. Who else?
S-C-K.
Dorita P.
S-C-K. Dorita P.
Laura A.
Laura A.
Connie B.
Connie B.
L.
Who was that, L?
Grace L.
Bree L.
Grace.
Oh, Grace L. Thank you, Grace. Okay, let's stop there. I have Ida A, Marin K, S-C-K, Dorita P, Laura A, Connie B, and Grace L. Please go ahead, Ida.
Thank you so much, Kathy. This is Ida A, Grateful Compulsive Overeater in Northern British Columbia, and I just love this last section. Well, actually, all of the forewords now, because I'm paying attention. And I thank all of you for having us focus on these forewords. Basic principles, simple principles, if I don't complicate them, and simple and personal. And so I have been on holiday visiting my mother back east in the States, and each day I showed up at a face-to-face AA meeting, but a big book AA meeting, and I sat there with other addicts. And so that whole idea, each day recovery begins when one addict talks with another. And I'd never done that going back east in a gluttonous time of the year. And I was able to stay abstinent. And I've never done that at Christmas time, not with, I would say, my family, right? But with program, I can see that all things are possible. And sharing with complete strangers, but feeling safe because we all have a program and we all kind of get how this goes, our experience, strength, and hope made Christmas different this year. It really works. And so here I am in Canada. I was on the East Coast in the States, and it's all the same. And I got goosebumps from these people, and I will absolutely go back because they have what I want, and that is recovery, daily recovery, and a connection. And I am not terminally unique. Shocker, I'm not. And so thank you all for letting me be here, and thank you all for being here so I can have a meeting. Blessings. I pass.
Thank you very much, Ida A. Maureen K., please share with us.
Hi, Maureen K. Thank you for leading the meeting and welcome anyone on the line who's new. As far as I know with the big book about, like, the foreword, you know, I learned from my sponsor, sat me down when I was very severely in my disease, and she sat me down and started reading the big book with me. And at that point, I have to admit I had kind of a spiritual awakening just reading the big book with her. That didn't stop me from proceeding with my disease to the point where I had to be hospitalized. But I had the program while I was in the hospital, and I called you people, and I brought the literature, and I worked the first step, and I did start to recover. So I am a dual diagnosis, but I do have a severe eating disorder. I was 60 pounds once. And this program and the people in the program, as I work with them, it's almost magical. It's like a magical, it's wonderful. It helps anything. I've been around 24 years, and different things happen as you get older, and different, you know, concerns. And I really want to thank everybody on the line and all the people in OA, because they have all helped me stay alive. They helped me eat again when I couldn't eat. They helped me nurture myself. They brought the higher power through the big book. And this big book is like my Bible. Everything in it is it was designed for living. And no, I'm not terminally unique, but although I have outside issues, I'm still a really severe, disgusting, bulimic, horrible 10-time-a-day bulimic. And I haven't done that for 24 years. And it's because I've been working the program. So I'm grateful to all of you, and thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Marin K. Betsy K., please share with us. Betsy K., press star 1 to unmute.
Sorry, I thought it was unmuted.
Okay.
Betsy, thank you. This is Betsy K. in Colorado, recovered bulimic, compulsive reader. And so this really speaks to me because I have been to meetings all over the states. Not in different, actually, yeah, I have gone to meetings in different parts of the world as well, but not as much as I would like. And the core, the simplicity of the program remains the same, the structure, the format, centered around, hopefully, each meeting, around this big book and the recovery that you can find with it. but the core of it is another alcoholic sharing their experience, strength, and hope. And what I love about that is that each recovering person's, whether it's an OA or another type of meeting, each recovering person's experience, strength, and hope is similar, but also different. So, you know, your experience may be slightly different from somebody else's in OA in terms of, like, number of pounds lost or gained or your eating disorder or what you did. But there are so many, but at the core, we all have the same disease, which is that we use food. How we use it is different, but we use food. And so in order to not do that, it's great that, you know, you can listen to other people, share their experience, strength, and hope, and you can go and talk to those people that you relate with. And I love in the program, they say, you know, compare and despair if you're just comparing, but relating is different, where you listen to people and you relate to what you hear. So that's what I try to do. Keep an open mind, relate to everything. Don't just, oh, well, that's not me, because that's my disease. When I say that's not me, that's my disease. And there's always that yet. I have found there's always a yet lurking around the corner if I don't stay open-minded, honest, and willing. And so this is the simplicity of the program. You know, there's that simple phrase, KISS. Keep it simple, silly. Or, you know, some places say stupid, but I like keep it simple, silly. And so that way I don't complicate things in my very complicated make a plan, make a list, make a, you know, a thinking way out. I don't have to think my way out of this. I just have to keep it simple, follow the simple directions, and share my experience, strength, and hope then with another. And it truly is just mine. My experience, strength, and hope, even though the program is the same, may be different. And that's what makes this program work and help others, because I have something unique that may be able to help another person in this program who can relate to me. Thanks for letting me share, Pass.
Thank you very much, Betsy K. Dorita B., please share with us. Press star one, Dorita.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Hi, my name is Dorita P. From Cleveland, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and really, really grateful to be here. This means a whole lot to me. Since the basic principles of the AA program, it appears whole good for individuals with many different lifestyles, just as the program has brought recovery to those of many different nationalities. The 12 steps, I can't pronounce those Spanish and French words, but they trace exactly the same path to recovery that was blazed by the earliest members of Alcoholics Anonymous. And then what we just read in the foreword to the second edition, just one page previous, it says, alcohol at the bottom, second to the last paragraph. Alcohol being no respecter of persons, we are an accurate cross-section of America, and in distant lands, the same democratic evening process is now going on. This was really, I am Black or African American, and I was really grateful that I was included. Me and my people had been excluded for so long. This was really, I guess, refreshing to me. And then I belong to another fellowship, and we have something in our literature. We call them helpful concepts. And our helpful concept, number 11, says each person is entitled to his or her own opinions and may express them at a meeting within the guidelines of EA. We are all equal. No one is more important than another. Really helped me. Like I said, all my life I kind of felt excluded. So I feel included today. And it's funny because I kind of almost feel the opposite. It doesn't matter. I've been in back countries where my people were hung, but I would go there for a meeting today. And traveling in my travels, I've gone to, different meetings in different places, and I always felt welcome, but I've come across racist people, but I just kind of ignore them. And so I'm just real grateful for this program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorita P. Laura A., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Laura A., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire, and thanks for all your service, everyone. And I really could relate to a couple of the sentences that everybody's been speaking about, tracing exactly the same path to recovery that was blazed. I found that when I came into OA, things were a little confusing. And then turns out, you know, my primary sugar for me was alcohol, you know. So I, through AA, you know, did the steps through the big book. And then, you know, obviously food was was, you know, my primary addiction anyway. So I keep coming back because the big book is my go-to for any recovery program. It's for me. It works. It's simple. The instructions are clear, and I just don't want to muck it up, my recovery, muck it up with a lot of other things and getting lost in the weeds, which sometimes I can do. And yesterday I had a wonderful opportunity to spend a good deal of face-to-face time with my sponsor. And, you know, that's what it's all about for me, too, is that one-to-one, you know, recovery, sharing our experience, strength, and hope with another alcoholic or compulsive overeater. And whether it's discussing issues in the program, you know, my sponsor and I have become very good friends. So we were going through something with her on another issue. And it's just amazing that, you know, one person talking to another person, identifying as opposed to comparing, and getting just getting clear with our higher powers and bringing our higher powers into any discussion that we have with anyone else, and sharing exactly what my experience, strength, and hope has been with my addiction and my recovery from it, and what I do on a daily basis to be the person that I believe my higher power wants me to be. So thank you for everyone being here, and I pass.
Kathy K., are you there? If not, Shawnee B., you're next to speak.
Sorry, I was talking away. Thank you, Laura A. Connie B. and Grace L., could you each take a minute and a half so we can end on time? Thank you very much. Go ahead, Connie.
Hi, this is Shawnee B. Thank you for your service. Grateful. Recovered compulsive overeater in Florida. So I just wanted to share on the last part about, you know, being there for each other in recovery. And I really think the miracle is that there's just so many incredible, obviously simple concepts, but so many concepts that I never knew my whole life. I mean, I've been living life, wife, entrepreneur, daughter, mother, and so many basic concepts that I led my life without understanding or knowing. And these were really taught to me by other people in program. And so someone who came in really feeling as lost as I was really was able to impart those to me. And it's incredible that today, this is the real like craziness, is that I like sponsor myself. And it's just like, it's truly miraculous, the words that come out of our mouth that we are able to impart on another fellow in program. And I feel blessed and honored to have that you know, that role. So thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Connie B. And Grace, please share with us.
Thank you. Hi, this is Grace L. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Colorado at the moment. And what really stuck out to me was when they mentioned that many of the people in AA groups were in their teens, which to me translates into not rock bottom. And not being a rock bottom case was my terminal uniqueness when I first got into the program, because when I got into AA, I wasn't over or underweight. I wasn't throwing up every day at the time. I'm a bulimic. You know, even though I had been at certain points in my life, at the time I wasn't. And so and never mind that I went through every day in like this haze of self-loathing, and I desperately, desperately just wanted to be wiped off the face of the earth. I thought that it wasn't for me, and I just wanted to thank everyone. And it was through the experience and strength of hope of compulsive overeaters, and especially the ones on this line, is what opened up my eyes to the fact that I was a truly hopeless compulsive overeater, and that when I started eating, I couldn't stop eating, and then I couldn't stop myself from starting. And today I can be grateful. I have this newfound capacity for gratitude. It's been 3 months without my head in a toilet. And originally I wouldn't have been grateful, A, because I truly thought that bulimia was living in the solution of my compulsive overeating, of my binging. And also I just didn't believe in a higher power, so I would have thought that I did it all on my own. And for today, I know that if I'm ecstatic and, overconfident about my abstinence, that I'm taking control and I'm distancing myself from God, and I'm not feeling that gratitude that I truly should be feeling because I have a disease, and it's only by the grace of God that I get a daily reprieve. So I wanted to thank you all who are on the line today, and I hope you have a good 24. I pass.
Thank you very much, Grace L. And thank you to everybody who was with us today. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Jordan L., would you please read a vision for you?
Good morning, Kathy. This is Jordan L. Grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you.